Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Would you look at me differently if I slapped a four-year-old in the face? Just asking, hypothetically.
Well.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, what'd the four-year-old do?
Well, what if I pushed him?
Yeah.
What if I grabbed him by the shirt and said, cut the ish. Or I'm gonna kick your little ass.
I don't think that would be appropriate.
No,
I don't know. I'm gonna ask you what the four-year-old did.
Well, my daughter has come to me talking about how there's a little boy in her class. Yeah, she said that there's a little boy in her class who's been being a little pain to her.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
He hasn't touched her, has he?
No. Well, because I've already given her levels of retaliation. Because I'm not one of those parents that's going to go. I'm not going to go crying to the school or anything like that, like everyone does. No, you got to figure this out on your own. You're young. This is going to happen in life. No one's not going to get whatever you want to call it, bullied, harassed.
I'd be telling Ann doing that.
See, no, we said, listen. First thing, you. He bothers you. You tell the teacher. If he continues to bother you, you. Yell at him and tell him to leave you alone.
Mm-hmm.
Yell at him. And level three, which hasn't gotten there yet, is I'm holding it right now in the pocket, but I'm going to be like, okay, do you know how when your brother takes one of your toys, how you get really, really mad and you put your hands on him and then I yell at you for putting your hands on him? Do that. Pretend the kid took one of your toys.
Well, have you told her that step yet? Are you waiting for that?
I'm waiting for that.
Okay, because sometimes you jump right to that one.
No. I'm even keeping that one from the wife because I don't think she'll approve of that one. But the funny thing is, my son, the other day, he told my wife, he completely made up a story. He lied. He said, when I say he lied, like he just completely made up a story. He said, Lucy was crying because I'm not going to say the little kid's name.
Yep.
Made her cry. So I punched him in the face and I made him cry.
Yeah. And he didn't?
He definitely didn't because we.
Maybe you would have known about it.
I would have known about it. I would have known about it, right?
Wow.
Yeah. But now I'm like, whoa, he has that in him.
Mm-hmm.
He's protecting his sister.
So I'm not going to tell him not to do it. I'm like, all right, he's got that in him.
He's got it in him, but he also has the lying gene in him. What's better, a secret or a lie? We've been asking that question all morning.
Touche, Melissa. Touche.
But I will tell you, I completely understand you wanting to.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Put hands on a 4-year-old.
Every now and then, and listen, I grew up in a way where people who weren't your parents put their hands on you. Aunts, whoever's house you were at.
Whoever's on the street.
Yeah, whoever's house you were at.
Yep. Totally
different. I grew up seeing my cousins get their asses beat.
Yeah.
You know what? It's like a combination of like terrifying and hilarious when you're at your friend's house, a cousin's house, and stuff like that, and you're acting up. And their mother comes in and beats the living crap out of them in front of you. It's like shuts everybody up and your friend's sitting there all teary-eyed. And you're like, you want to laugh, but at the same time, you're afraid because you know that those hands will come for you. It's something that if you've experienced it, you know what I mean when I say terrifying and hilarious at the same time. Mm. If you haven't, you need to.
Yeah.
You need to. Nothing scarier than seeing your friend get his ass beat in front of you and you thinking, am I next?
Oh, damn.
We're going to stop playing now. Time to watch television and play video games.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning.
On Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.